This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. Join Susan Fern and members of the World Service Class of 2001 for this programme that focuses on academic writing.
We thought about how to make best use of the university library and how to gather relevant material quickly and efficiently. Now it's time to start writing, a daunting prospect for many students.
I really need help, particularly in writing and in grammar, because I need to know how can I write a sentence in a correct form. I think this is very important.
During my master, I will have 10 assignments, and I need to write a report, 10 reports, and at the end of the master, I have a dissertation to write. So writing is the most important thing for me. I have a problem to write because I have some topics and I have ideas, but I make only one or two pages where I can make, if it is in my native language, 10 or 15 pages.
At most universities, students are judged by a series of written tests. You may be asked to produce essays, reports, dissertations, and you may well be familiar with the 3-hour exam paper.
Don't open this question paper until I tell you to do so. Read the instructions very carefully. I wish you luck. Please begin.
It makes me shudder to think about it. But today and in the next programme, we'll be thinking about academic writing conventions. And we're hoping to make the writing process seem just that little bit easier.
There are different elements that you could focus on. For example, how to write a definition, how to give examples, how to compare and contrast, how to describe cause and effect. These are some of the individual elements that would be very useful.
Christine Reeves teaches English at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
Then you need to look at the organisation of your writing, which is also very important. You need to know how to select information, how to plan your essay, how to write an introduction and a conclusion. And some of the quite difficult elements that you would need to study would be how to give quotations, how to give references. The rules are very, very strict in British universities in particular, and you need to know the format.
Whether your university is in Britain or elsewhere in the world, in a piece of written work you'll be expected to follow certain stylistic conventions. There are rules and guidelines that you can learn. Some teachers also suggest that you can improve your assignments by focusing on the writing process itself. Tony Lynch is a senior lecturer at the Institute for Applied Language Studies at the University of Edinburgh.
By process, I have in mind getting used to the cyclical nature of writing, thinking of writing as a series of loops, planning an outline, drafting, adding ideas at various points, revising and so on. And all of the parts of the process are important. If you don't give yourself enough time for any one of them, you'll end up with a piece of writing that is less good than it would otherwise be.
According to Tony Lynch, it's helpful to think of the writing process as a series of stages. The first of these consists of drawing up a preliminary outline for your assignment. Next comes a period of research before you write your first draft. Then you can revise and improve your draft and write the final version to hand in to your tutor. In fact, within reason, you can go on revising and redrafting your material as many times as you like until you reach the deadline for submitting the work. Tony Lynch says that the first crucial stage of the writing process is to make sure that you fully understand what it is you're being asked to do.
The most important first thing to do when you've been set a task, an assignment to write, is simply to read the question. Now, this is rather more complicated than it may sound, because you may read the question in terms of understanding the separate words. But if I give you an example from an exam question, the first word in the question could be the word discuss. And the problem is that discuss is actually used to cover two sorts of answer. One would be discuss in the sense of debate, or show both sides of a question and then give your own conclusion. And it's also used in some areas to mean discuss in the sense of describe, to present. So the very first thing a student needs to do is to make sure that they have interpreted the question correctly. If in doubt, ask someone. If possible, ask the someone who set the question.
Once you've read and understood the question, it's time to start making your essay plan. Tony Lynch suggests taking a piece of paper and quickly writing down any thoughts, ideas and questions as they occur to you, a process sometimes known as brainstorming.
Brainstorming is a technique which largely consists of giving yourself perhaps a couple of minutes to jot down as many ideas, words, phrases that you link with the topic that's being discussed. So I usually do it by taking a sheet of paper and I write the topic in the middle of the paper and I find myself drawing out lines like the legs of a spider to the corners of the paper and adding in anything that comes into my head. When you've done that, you may begin to see a pattern emerging and you might, for example, see the order in which you might write about the various things that you've decided are important.
When you're brainstorming, it's important to allow your ideas to flow rapidly. You don't need to worry about being neat, and you may find that you get some interesting and unexpected associations. You can then start to arrange your thoughts into groups. There'll be some ideas you want to discard and others you want to develop. You can then use your notes to plan the general structure of your essay or project. The next stage of the writing process is to do some research. Your lecturer should be able to give you a list of books and articles to refer to. By now, you'll have a list of questions that you want to answer, and these questions will help you select the most relevant reading material and make useful notes. Tony Lynch again.
Note-making is a very important part of the writing process. In fact, I think probably it saves a great deal of time if you get it right first time. Not only writing down the information, the content of the papers that you're reading, the books that you're reading, but also, most important, to write down details of the author, the publication details, the year, if it's a journal, the volume and issue numbers. In other words, all the details you will need to refer to later to write up in your list of references.
We'll return to the subjects of research, making notes and keeping references in the next programme. But what we can say today is that you'll probably find that new ideas occur to you as you carry out your research. It may become clear that certain areas are much more important or interesting than others, and you may then want to adjust your preliminary outline. As you do this, don't be afraid to draw on your own previous academic experience.
The matter of a good structure in an essay, it doesn't have to do directly with the matter of language only. To write an academic essay on examination requires a methodology. You learn it in your country, you learn it in your university. If you have former experience in writing essays or academic works, in that sense it's easier.
Sometimes I find that the hardest part of writing anything is actually getting started. But I usually find it's easier to make progress once I've got something written down. With an essay, I'll often leave writing the introduction until near the end. Then I know exactly what it is I've been writing about. It can be very helpful to ask another student to read your work. It's often easier for someone else to tell whether what you've written is clear and logical or not. In return, you can offer to help your colleagues by reading their work. Critical evaluation of someone else's writing will make you a better critic of your own. Finally, if you're given the opportunity, don't be embarrassed to show your draft to your tutor or lecturer.
The most important thing about showing a draft to someone, particularly to a tutor, is to get their reaction. It's very easy when you're writing to get so involved in your text that you can't really stand outside it to judge it. And by giving your draft to someone, you very quickly, positively or negatively or both, you get the feeling for how the text is being received by a first reader.
You're now in a position to write the final version of your essay and to hand it in to your tutor. You might find that this process seems to take rather a long time. But if you persevere, you'll probably find that by the third or fourth essay, your writing's improved, both in speed and in quality. That's certainly the experience of one of our students.
For me, this has been a very important experience, not only because it enables me to improve my English academic writing, but also because it gives me some kind of tools to write even Norwegian academic writing better than I used to.
Above all, remember that it's not a sign of failure to revise and rewrite your essays. It's sometimes said that the only difference between professional and other writers is that professional writers do more revisions of their work. Well, if all the advice we've given you today sounds a bit daunting, here are some final words of encouragement from Tony Lynch.
People often ask me, is it possible to learn to do academic writing? And the answer is yes, because that's what everybody does. I mean, when I first went to university, I wasn't an academic writer from the first day. I had to learn it in the same way as everybody else did. So really, we all serve a sort of an apprenticeship as writers. You can't do it in theory. It's not something that's inborn. It's something that you gradually get used to.
And that brings us to the end of today's programme, in which we've discussed the process of academic writing. We've suggested that it's a good idea to approach writing as a number of stages, in which you prepare and revise draft versions of your work.
Next time, we'll focus more closely on academic register and writing in a style that's appropriate for your academic community.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.